definitely human.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Bisker Review Podcast, a podcast for the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we'll be reviewing Hobnobs.
We'll be judging the biscuit on three categories: taste, texture, which includes dunkability, and biscuitness. Okay, that's the intro.
Nailed it.
Uh-oh, there's no script to follow.
No!
Okay, before we get into taste, I'm just going to describe the biscuit, because we understand that, one of our listeners from Italy, she listened to the chocolate digestive episode and didn't know what a chocolate digestive was, which didn't occur to me.
That's not true.
If you live in a country which actually has decent food and decent food history, you would never have had to have, you know, had a shit chocolate digestive.
No such place exists. Italy, did you say? Very suspicious.
So for the benefit of people like Eliza, who have not had to, you know, suffer these biscuits, who get to enjoy things like biscotti and cannolis and stuff, we'll describe the biscuit. So a hobnob has a strange name, and it's kind of like...
I mean, I think we've already lost her at the name, right?
Yeah,
hobnob. It's not a great name. The only knobs that I would like in my mouth are penises. Thank you very much.
Okay, I was going to say, I know it has a funny name if you're an 8-year-old boy, but I say there's not going to be any knob gags in this episode, but you've already just ruined that.
Well, you should have told me ahead of time, because I did not get that memo, and it's 90% knob gags.
And I did it. Well, I just didn't think that you stooped to that level within about 3 minutes of the show starting. Oh boy, it's going to be a long
one. Oh, so you think we're better than that, do you?
I was going to try and make an effort to improve, you know? Never mind.
This is your own fault for trying to make an effort and trying to, like, achieve something. What were you thinking? For
trying to make things better than they are. Yeah. If I learned nothing from this show.
And it is, like, quite an unpleasant sounding name. Like, forgetting the knob part, okay? Even just like hob, like it's not, it doesn't sound very nice. Like the reason why we named like a Mars Corp protagonist Hob is because it's an unpleasant sounding name.
Yeah.
And they've just gone ahead and called their biscuit that. Do you want to know where it comes from?
Yeah.
I've done a bit of research for this one
time. I hope this is not going to step on the toes of my research.
No.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
It actually comes from Shakespeare.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I swear to
fuck off. Go on.
I'm gonna read you the line. Okay, so get ready for a bit of culture.
Okay, I am now, just for the benefit of listeners, I'm crossing my arms as I wait to be impressed.
This is the line. Souls and bodies hath he divorced three, and its incensement at this moment is so implacable that satisfaction can be none but by pangs of death and sepulchre. Hobnob is his word, give or take it. Which kind of like, you know, when I'm fighting someone to the death, I too like to enjoy an OT biscuit. So I can see why they took the name from there.
Yeah.
But I think like Google tells me it was Hab Nab and Shakespeare changed it because of course he did. He's always fucking around with words.
Rules is rules.
Apparently that's the first use of the.
Wow. Yeah. And what does it actually mean?
Well, because it's taken from Hab Nab, it's kind of like a shortened, jumbled up version of like have not. So I think he's kind of saying like,
oh, right, okay.
It's the same as like give or take it. I think it's like he's basically saying I'm gonna fight you to the death kind of thing.
Either way,
I die or you die. That's kind of what he's saying.
Okay, then. What's that got to do with biscuits?
I don't know.
Okay, then.
I do not have all of the answers, only some of the answers.
So on this show, we give you some of the answers. We give you half of the answers. We'll give you Shakespeare and we'll give you knob gags. So I don't. If you're listening to another podcast, you're wasting your time. This is all you need. So the research I did by consulting the world's most accurate encyclopedia of Wikipedia was the original kind of advertising strap line for the biscuit mm-hmm. was one nibble and you're nobbled.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want me to do any dick jokes. This is ridiculous, Dave.
Trying to just like get you to appeal to some kind of higher purpose and
just
raise yourself up out of the gutter for 2 minutes. I was clearly asking too much.
The gutter is where I live. The gutter is where I'll die. Thank you very much.
But yeah, one nibble in your nobbled isn't good. And whoever came with that, I hope they got treatment for whatever substances they were clearly abusing, because that's not a good strap line. Because like nobbled, just that it makes me think of like some kind of cockney phrase for being conned.
Right, yeah.
Like, oh, mate, how much you pay for that? How much you pay? Oh, mate, you've been nobbled. You've been right nobbled. Oh, he's nobbled you, mate. Yeah, it's not a good strap line. But the biscuits, you know, with the oats.
Oats, yeah, it is made from oats.
Yeah, so we were under the impression that they had a, that they kind of came from a Quaker background.
I mean, you said we, you told me that and I believed you. That's how it worked.
Well, you know, you didn't offer any dissent. So you just, you know, you accepted. So you're complicit in my untruth.
Yeah.
That hobnobs were like a Quaker invention. And as such, you know, following on from last week, I guess, we decided to dress up again.
Yeah, and I am dressed as the Quaker Oats man.
From the Quaker Oats cereal.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's the only Quaker I know. So. Yeah. Again, I thought that's what all Quakers looked like. I thought it was like, you know, the Amish or something.
They're all the same. Yeah. It looks quite hot.
It's very unbearably hot. And I'm going to be honest with you, Dave. I'm a little bit put out by what you've decided to go with.
Well, I searched sort of the most famous Quakers from history.
Yeah.
And I've chosen someone who's, I think, you know, Quakerism, it's about, you know, goodwill towards other people.
Sure.
And, not encouraging conflict.
Yeah.
So I've gone, it's an American politician who I think followed those guidelines. It's Richard Nixon.
It's Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who, as we've already established, just wears a suit, just wears a normal looking suit.
It's my Richard Nixon outfit.
Yeah.
I am still not alive.
That is great. That's though. My I do enjoy again. That.
I've been working on it since the last time.
You've been working on it?
Yeah.
See, I would have thought the one that you did last time, I didn't think there could be any improvement on it, but you've proved me wrong today. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Yeah,
I almost forgive you for making me dress up as the Quaker Oats man.
Well, it's all right, though. It's an outfit you can wear again and again, so you'll thank me.
Sure.
The packaging is just like orange, and it's got like some, there's just not much to say about it, really. I quite like it. It's quite bright. And the, you know, the hobnob font is kind of knobbly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't really like the color orange.
No.
No, I don't know why. I've never really liked it.
I'm not a big fan of it. And, you know, orange on the food. I'm not going to get into what colors equal which foods every week. But
I will
orange,
say, I think orange is an appropriate color.
It is appropriate.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Kind of makes you think of, like, you know, warm. Yeah. The warm sun.
The warm wheat. Sun that raises the wheat from the earth.
Exactly, yeah. And again, because it's McVitie's, they've gone with the whole sort of wheaty thing, although no stamp on the back of this one.
No, this is a much more rustic biscuit.
Do you think it's kind of like faux rustic though?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a properly rustic biscuit.
I have.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Another trip into David's Dickensian childhood. Right.
Any homemade biscuit is a rustic biscuit. especially when you just have to use like flour and water and nothing else.
And that's ditch water as well. Yeah. I guess they're kind of rustic. I mean, I think it's a bit too circular to be truly rustic. You know, you can tell it's got the, it's been subject to the tender loving work of a factory.
It's
which
kind
I
of
appreciate.
Rustic enough to make you think, oh, this is a bit dangerous. But then it's got that kind of reassuring kind of like conformity to it. So you know you're in safe hands when you eat it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, then. So should we taste this bad boy?
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. I have eaten the Hobnob before, so I kind of knew what I was getting myself into when I went in. I like Hobnobs. I would buy them even for not work, you know.
Yeah.
It does have kind of like a unique taste. It's not just about the texture, or perhaps it's more like the texture kind of like fools you into thinking it tastes different to, say, just a normal digestive.
It's sweeter than I remember.
Yeah.
Like from the last time I had Hobnobs, probably about 2 weeks ago. But when you actually kind of think about it, I was like, that's actually pretty sweet.
It is quite sweet. And there's a lot of kind of holes, like air holes almost, kind of like in the biscuit itself, like looking at it.
Just like there's a bit of it's almost like a salty, bittery, soury aftertaste, which is good. A bit like the Oreos, you know, it's kind of got that balance between the sugar and the salt.
Yeah.
It's another strong biscuit. It's a strong biscuit.
It's a good taste.
Mm. Yeah, I just made it absolutely clear that these are the plain Hobnobs. None of that chocolate bullshit. None of the chocolate chip bullshit. This is just a plain Hobnob. An honest Hobnob.
Nice and salty. Mm. Nice and... there's some sweetness to it.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to pick out a negative, it'd be that it's a bit dry.
It's so dry.
It doesn't help that once again, we're recording this on a very humid day. And I've been sweating quite a lot already.
Yeah.
So I'm probably pretty dehydrated already.
I think that those couple of bites have taken the kind of remaining moisture from my body.
Yeah, when you started, you looked kind of pretty normal. Now you just look like a crypt keeper. In 10 minutes, incredible. It's kind of, I guess, like the Quakers who didn't make the biscuit.
Sure. This costume is so hot.
No, it's not too bad. I'll just loosen the tie if I need to. like the Quakers who didn't make the biscuit, but they have some association with oats.
It's tenuous. You gotta
admit. It's tenuous. But it's just like a straightforward biscuit. There's no bells and whistles. There's nothing particularly fancy. It's kind of sweet. It's got a bit of saltiness to it. If I had to use a word to describe the biscuit, I'd call it honest.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't deceive. It's just...
See, I wonder.
Right?
Because it seems so honest and it seems so sort of humble. It's like, oh, don't mind me. He's just a Hobnob.
Mm.
Carry on, you know, tipping his cap, tipping his workman's cap kind of thing. I think there's a dark secret.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what do you think the Hobnob is hiding?
It's not really hiding it, but I think it is just kind of, you know, it's a part of McVitie's. McVitie's is a like mega corporation. Mm-hmm. So it's just another foot soldier of the system, man.
Yeah.
It's like pretending to be this kind of like honest biscuit.
They're quite Moorish though. I feel like I could have another. I've had one. I feel like I could have another one much right now.
See, that's interesting because I couldn't finish mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you're the one singing the praises of the Hobnob before you'd even taken a bite, saying how much you love them and how you wanted to marry them.
I did say that.
I mean, check the tape if you want. But and now you haven't even finished one. What happened, David?
I think it is just because it's so dry, because it explodes in your mouth in the shower of dust.
So wait, you're talking about knobs exploding in your mouth.
I knew you could.
I didn't say anything.
You were referencing the penis ejaculating in my mouth. That's what you meant. That. Come on.
Okay, now
child.
Now you just embarrassed me.
Yeah, the jig is up.
Okay then. Well, should we give it some scores then?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to go first?
No.
Okay. I'm just take a moment to think about this.
Okay, I will go first. I will go first, because
I'm now aware of how fragile and flawed our rating system is. I can't just go steaming in here with, you know, a crazy score.
All right, if you need some time to think about it, then I guess I'll just go in. I haven't... When I get to the end of this sentence, I will know what the score is. And that score is 4.
That was some expert broadcasting. Okay. I think I'm just going to give it a 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I am shocked.
It's because, you know, it's doing a lot of things right.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, it's perhaps a touch too sweet, but it's got some saltiness to balance that out. But as you said, it is quite dry, and also it's a bit too humble to the point where it's kind of, it's kind of unremarkable, you know? There was no great excitement eating it. It was just like, yep, it's fine. That's gone down. Had a bite, chew that, gone down. Great. Now just wait for digestion to happen.
I forgot how much you admired exceptionalism.
Look, I started this show to try and encourage people to, you know, be their best selves, including the biscuit manufacturers.
Mm-hmm. See, I think the Hobnob, the reason why I gave it such a high score is because I think it is doing exactly what it means to do.
Mm.
It wants to be seen as the humble biscuit. Wants to trick people into, like, you know, like
Benedict Cumberbatch then.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Benedict Cumberbatch of biscuits.
You know, can I downgrade it to a 2?
Yeah. If you do, I'm going to take mine down as well.
I think he's a fine actor. Nope. But okay, fine.
Incredibly overrated as an actor.
He layers on the humility pretty thick.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's a nice guy. And
all nice guys.
It might be sincere too, but come on, be fair. You're pretty much, you know, an A or maybe a B-list actor in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, you can drop the whole, you know, oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, you're so kind. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Anyway. Okay, no, I'll stick with 3 then. It's good. It's solid. It's just, but there's nothing really to take it beyond. I've given it, you know, 2.5's average. I've given it slightly above average because I like that salty, bitter aftertaste, and it is kind of moorish, but it's not doing enough to, you know, to start moving up the ranks towards something, you know, exceptional, something standout.
It's kind of found its niche and it's staying there, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a bit middle of the road.
It's so fucking hot in this costume, man. It's like, maybe if I could just take it. I mean, because no one's actually going to see. Because we don't even do pictures of this. You told me last time when I was dressed up that we would at least do like a picture for the like Instagram or something.
Well, no, I want to maintain the mystique of the show.
Right, so why am I dressed up at all then?
Because I think it just adds to the feeling, you know. It's one of those things, like when someone talks and they're smiling through a microphone, you can hear the smile.
So what are you hearing? Oats. You're hearing oats through...
Yeah, I'm hearing oats and an aversion to things like masturbation and sex, like the Quakers are famous for.
But I've always been that way. It's a sin, Dave. How many times do I have to keep telling you? Stop doing it in my flat.
Hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go. You know?
I don't think that's... Well, we'll leave it. We'll move on.
Okay, we're now going to move on to the texture of the biscuit and see how well it dunks as well.
Nice, the best bit of the show.
The best bit. I'm gonna first of all, texture without the dunk, kind of chewy.
Yeah.
Not when you're first biting through it, but after you've had a few chews of it, you start to get a little bit of chewiness from the yolks.
It's chewy and it stays like in between your teeth and like just in your mouth generally for a long time. It clings on in there.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm sure these are like spectacularly bad for your teeth.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. It just stays everywhere in your mouth.
Yeah.
Somehow it just sticks to the top of your teeth. Like, and big clumps of it, not just the little...
It's quite a clingy biscuit.
Yeah, very clingy.
Yeah. Not a great quality in biscuits or people.
So you've been told many times.
So it's a little bit dry as well. I quite like the crumbliness though. When you bite into it, it does sort of break apart quite nicely.
Yeah, a little bit too nicely for me.
You seem generally kind of suspicious about this biscuit.
I am very suspicious because I know that I like it, but I feel like I'm being tricked somehow. I don't like that feeling.
What do you think it's got to hide then? Do you think that it's going to come into your life, become your friend, start to seduce your wife, make you think that you're going insane until you act out, and then attack the biscuit, and the biscuit can be like, what's wrong, David? I'm your friend. Why are you acting like this? You're trying to take my wife.
You just came up with this off the top of your head, did you, this whole scenario?
Yeah.
Just saying, because you come around here a lot, Dave.
No, I know. It's just like, based on anything at all.
Okay. Yeah. Just a film you saw or something like that. Film, yeah, sure.
Yeah, do you think this is kind of like a talented Mr. Ripley situation?
It's a very charming biscuit. Too charming.
It's too charming.
I don't trust
anything
that's charming. I don't trust you a little bit, to be perfectly honest.
What, I'm charming?
You're quite charming.
Oh, wow,
thank you. I like that you took that as a compliment.
I don't like it because you're charming. You think I'm charming? Oh my God. Too kind. So anyway, back to biscuits. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go for a dunk.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. I am shocked and appalled.
Wow.
I really thought this was going to dunk well.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man.
Wow. My mind has just been blown, like literally blown. There's like bits of my mind all over the walls right now. That was crazy, right?
Yeah, I was surprised too. I think it actually has a reputation as being a good dunker.
Yeah.
But it's, I think because, like you said earlier, it's quite a lot of air in it and it sucks up a lot of moisture.
Yeah.
And it just kind of turns to just mush almost instantly in your mouth. And also, I haven't got that same like slightly salty, bitter aftertaste with this. It's just like a sugary mulch.
It's like trying to eat like tissue paper that's been run under a tap.
Would you like to go into the time when you had that? No, okay, fine. We'll just move on.
This is like the opposite experience with the chocolate digestive that we had. I really, like you say, it's got a bit of a reputation for being a good dunker.
Mm.
You know, you expect it looks hearty. It looks strong and tough. So when you dunk it, you think, you know, it's gonna handle a dunking.
Yeah.
Well, it does not.
No.
I'm still trying to like put my world back together right now because it's been completely shattered. I was under the impression that I would like, you know, eat this all the time, but I guess not. What have I been eating this whole time?
Well, you've been lying to yourself, clearly. You've been taken in by their slick marketing.
I told you, didn't I? They can't be trusted. I told you. I knew that there was something off about them. This is they're psychotic. These are sociopathic biscuits.
There's just nothing to them. There's nothing on the inside. It's all superficial. I think maybe you were taken in by the slick branding of one nibble in your nobble. you heard that and you went,
it's so convincing.
I'm up for a nobbling.
There's nothing weird about that.
Yeah, I mean, the longer dunk is slightly better. It just seems to somehow mitigate some of the sweetness. Maybe it's because there's more tea getting into it or something.
Yeah.
But
the tea gets into it too well,
it's too crumbly. It's like a fucking sponge.
It's like a ship full of holes. And we're all going down on it.
Going down on Hobnob, eh?
Yeah, but we're not doing that, are we?
No, we're not doing that. Yeah. But we're above that.
It's so hot in this costume.
I'm all right, actually.
Are you? You're all right.
Yeah, I loosened my tie a little bit, so again, I'm pretty cool now.
Yeah. Mm. You could have done like maybe like a fake nose or something, you know, like to kind of look, kind of fit like a little bit more like, or the hair.
Yeah, I could have done, couldn't I?
Right, fine. Great.
Yeah, I'm not. This has not been the Hobnob has been found out a little bit here.
I think so.
It was a bit of a fraud, to be honest.
Yeah.
Said it, I called it out. You ready to give your rating?
I'll give it a 2.
2, okay.
Mm, yeah, I'm going to give it a 2. It deserves worse, really.
Mm.
But, you know, I've got to be fair about this. Mm-hmm. It wasn't terrible. Mm-hmm. It didn't, like, fall apart into the cup or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's let me down.
Yeah.
And worst of all, it's let itself down.
It has, yeah. It's kind of, you know, it's turned up. It's looked very nice. It sat down to dinner and it started talking to the Duchess on its left-hand side. And it's said some terrible social faux pas or it's used the wrong fork. And now everyone can see that this Hobnob is not the refined gentleman they all thought it was. It's actually a boy from the streets who's been stuck in a costume, much like you.
Yeah.
I mean, just now, like in the show, because you were in a costume.
Sure.
It wasn't until about your whole life.
No. I mean, okay. It did kind of sound like you... Why do I feel so sad for some reason?
Probably the biscuit's fault.
Yeah.
I kind of want to hammer it a little bit. Yeah, because I think I want to hammer it because it started off well and it promised a lot. You know, the first taste was pretty good. You know, a little bit dry, a little bit sweet, but, you know, it's pretty good. And dunking has so far, we found, improved things generally.
Yeah.
But in this time, it's totally fallen apart. I'm not going to give it a one because, you know, one implies that it's close to being inedible.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to give it a two as well.
Yeah.
It's edible. It's, you know, it's not disgusting, but it's not improved. So it's definitely below average, you know.
You're really giving this hobnob a beating.
You're really just beating your hobnobs. So normally that would be the end of the texture section. But
okay.
I would like to address something
from
a couple of episodes ago.
Okay.
Okay, just give me a minute to get
There's now a mad glint in your eye.
He's now put on a judge's wig and pulled out a gavel. Okay. So when we reviewed the chocolate digestive...
Yes.
Towards the beginning of the episode, I revealed that I was eating it the chocolate side down.
I was
mocked for this.
Vaguely remember. I mean, I haven't really been thinking about it since then.
Well, no, neither have I really. it happened to cross my mind today. And I found this article from Unhinged Hate Rag, the Daily Mail, from March 2014, when there was some online discussion about which way up to eat hobnobs and chocolate digestives, chocolate covered ones.
Right, sure.
And they approached the brand director of McVitie's
for
a statement.
Yeah.
And Matt Brown, I don't know if he's still in the role. Mm-hmm. Maybe
you look at me like I would know him.
Well, you did pretty well on the Shakespeare quote. I kind of see you as the font of all biscuit knowledge now. So he says, certain chocolate-covered biscuits within the McVitie's range, specifically chocolate digestives and chocolate hobnobs, go through a reservoir of chocolate which enrobes them. So the chocolate is actually on the bottom of the biscuit and not on the top. The chocolate is the bottom of the biscuit.
Wow, cool.
So yes, perhaps people up and down the country have been enjoying them. Oh, fuck off. I don't care about the rest of it now. It's just sales pitch. But I apologize.
I'm sorry?
Apologize.
are you saying that you're apologizing?
No,
sure.
You should apologize to me for mocking me for having it chocolate side down,
oh.
Even though I was eating it in the correct manner.
Okay. No. No, I'm not going to apologize.
Wasn't expecting that. Okay, then. Well, maybe that's enough for now, then. But we will return to that at some point.
You look great in that suit, by the way.
Yeah, he kind of like gives you a real lift. It really gives you a power boost, you know. Okay, so that's the texture of the biscuit taken care of. We're now going to look at what people are saying online by checking out some of the reviews on Amazon. Okay, so on the UK Amazon, we have only 10 reviews, small sample, but a stonking 4.9 out of 5. So the first one I got here, it's 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Title, Scrumptious. Don't like that word.
Nope.
Nope. It's from Big Ian. All eaten within weeks. Whole family enjoyed each and every biscuit. I like to dunk, others don't. Either way, they still taste delicious. If Ian was a Shakespeare fan, he might have written, I like to dunk, others don't. Hobnob, they taste delicious. Have I used that in the correct way? Please cut this if I haven't. Don't make me look stupid.
Okay. No, yeah, perfect.
Okay, good. Yeah, I found the start of Ian's review a little bit, I'm going to say suspicious.
Okay.
I think the first part of the review tells us actually quite a lot. It says, all eaten within weeks, whole family enjoyed each and every biscuit. Now,
yeah.
This is for one pack of hobnobs. All eaten within weeks. Weeks to eat one pack of hobnobs.
Also, all family enjoyed every biscuit.
Each
and every biscuit. So are they all sharing... each and every biscuit.
This is why I get impressed. And I just...
Is Big Ian, is his family, like, a family of mice?
let's see what else Big Ian has reviewed. Mice. I was going to say mouse traps, but why a reviewer review a mouse trap? Unless it was the kind of, you know, put out false reviews, being like, oh, these are rubbish. Don't buy these. These don't catch any mice. But no, I'm kind of thinking more like Big Ian might be living some really heavily impoverished Charlie in the Chocolate Factory style.
Okay.
Existence, like all eaten within weeks, whole family enjoyed each and every biscuit. I'm now picturing like a whole family sleeping in one bed, yeah. And Big Ian just gets one pack of Hobnobs a year on his birthday. But there's no golden ticket for Big Ian because this is the real world.
Big Ian is only big online. In the real world, he's a very worn down man.
Yeah,
a very small and unimportant man.
He walks very stooped. So that's a Big Ian with a quite revealing review there, I think.
Yeah.
But a positive one. So, you know, that's good for Hobnobs.
I'm happy for him. And I guess we don't have to change anything about the class structure.
No, because he seems quite happy. Yeah. Getting 5 stars and uses the word scrumptious. You know, so anyone who was a victim of our unfair class system would not call anything scrumptious, I don't think.
No, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Or, look at it the other way. His poverty has helped him really enjoy the small things in life.
It, yeah.
You know, he's probably enjoying that biscuit more than someone with lots of money. So really, isn't Ian the rich person?
Did we just solve inequality?
By saying,
I feel fairly confident that we did.
Okay, so next one, another 5-star. This is from Gregory. And he says, who doesn't enjoy some crumbly, tasty bickies? Gregory, fuck off. I hate the word bicky more than I hate the word scrumptious. I cannot stand the word bicky.
Is this just like you just read that out because you wanted to vent?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the only reason I picked that review.
You never say to, you know, your colleague, oh, fancy a bicky? You never say that?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll move on to the US Amazon now. Okay, so this one, I think there's like a few different, but we'll somehow get them all in. So this has got 35 reviews, more than the British size. It's not even widely available in America. Yeah, but they're not widely available in America.
I guess Americans, I mean, that speaks to a little bit of like sort of their mentality. Like if something's good, I'll let you know.
So yeah, 35 reviews and averaging 4.8 out of 5. So not a bad showing for the Hobnobs on the American site. So got 5-star review here. It's from Jay. And title of the review, The King of Biscuits.
Wow, okay.
Body of review, need say no more. Doesn't even need to say it in proper sentences because it's King of the Biscuits.
Well, but like, you know, we have sort of categorized it as this sort of humble sort of pauper of a biscuit. This guy's saying it's a king.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, good point. Yeah, so a different view. Why would you see...
Yeah, although, no, yeah, you wouldn't imagine anyone in the Buckingham Palace, like, eating a hobnob.
What biscuits do you reckon the Queen likes?
Rich tea.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, just because there's rich in the name?
Yeah, I think they're that petty.
Some rich biscuits for rich people. Have a rich tea.
And I think the butler like tells them that it's not available to the commoners. Rich tea, madam. Oh, they don't let just anyone have these. Now, I reckon actually that the royals probably do eat like normal people biscuits because they probably think that it like ingratiates them to us.
It was actually a trick question because, as you know, she is a lizard and lizards don't eat biscuits. If the royals aren't shape-shifting lizards, then I imagine that shortbread. It's going to be shortbread.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's probably what it is. Or some German biscuit. I mean, call in if you're listening. Let us know.
Leave a review. DM us. DMs are open for royals. Okay, so first review. Wow, big sentiment. King of biscuits. Another review, another 5-star. Delectable. That's the
title. I don't really like that word.
You don't like the word? What's wrong with delectable?
Delectable.
It's a bit much for the Hobnob.
Also, there's no way that you can say that word without it sounding like delectable.
I think maybe it's just the way you say it.
Yeah, I can't help the way I say things.
So that was the title of you, Delectable. The body of the review,
mm-hmm.
Very delectable.
Oh no! Ugh. I couldn't have asked for anything worse.
Goes quite well with tea or even with milk. So glad we can get them here. They do come straight from England. So, Dunkin' with milk.
No.
I didn't even consider that, but I'm tempted.
You've planted this one.
No.
Just so you could bring it up.
This is like a totally random order.
Yeah. Oh, biscuits with milk. What a novel idea.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Well, we should probably try it. Yeah?
No, we should not probably try. You keep your milk dunking out of this show.
I'm just kind of... just putting it out there. Just putting the information out there. You do what you want with it. So I've got another one here. It's quite a long review, but I just want to read the first lines. 4 stars from Katerina. They didn't have hobnobs when I was a child, so at first I was reluctant to try them.
What?
Yeah, why would that stop you trying anything? Like, you're only going to eat things you had
as a
child.
That's right, I only eat mushed up food. I got little baby packets.
I got to 14 and I just stopped trying things. I have the kids menu when I go to restaurants. I have fish fingers and beans and chips at every meal, and that's all I need for this world. Okay, we're now into our final section of judging of the hobnob. We're going to talk about its biscuitness.
Yeah.
So what the hobnob is all about. What do you think it's about?
Well, like we've sort of established, humility.
Yeah.
Is a big part of it. It's sort of... presents itself as the common biscuit, almost like an underdog or something.
Yeah.
Which is very dishonest.
Yeah, it's a lie. It's a humility, but it's a false humility because obviously it's made by the multinational conglomerate of McVitie's. So it's kind of, it's like it's OT, salt of the earth,
Quakers.
It's Quaker origins, which definitely weren't made up.
Sure. So hot.
I think you just complain too much. I'm absolutely fine.
I'm going to now do something which I think is unprecedented on this show.
What, unprecedented in all 3 episodes?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's never been done before.
People.
Get ready.
Okay.
I'm going to lower my taste score.
Can this happen? I need to check the rule book. Oh, wait, there is no rule book, so we're making up as we go along. Wow.
Because like
I don't well I'm not sure I'm gonna allow this.
Well, but
you can't
no, I think I was duped. I was taken in. I'm
no,
a victim here.
How are you taken in? What, your taste buds lied to you?
Yes.
How?
Because the biscuit it gave me a feeling and I mistook that feeling for a taste.
But you still felt it.
I mean, does that count though? Is that enough for you if like a feeling is a false feeling but you still felt it?
Yes, absolutely.
If I was just pretending to be your friend this whole time, and I'm not, but if I was just pretending to be your friend this whole time, would you be like, well, basically the same?
Makes no difference to me. It's like, you know, when you get those rich old guys and they marry some 20-year-old and they're like, shouldn't you with you for your money? So,
wait a minute,
still
am I your arm candy?
Oh, man. Well, I didn't want to say anything, but I thought that was obvious. By the way, I slap your ass in public.
I did wonder about that. But yeah, I want to lower it. I want to lower my score to 3.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about this.
Oh, you're not going to let me. Is it too, like, the rules are set in stone and we can't mess with them?
No, because I think you're retrospectively doing it. And I think you've been influenced by other things we've talked about. At that time, when you tasted that biscuit, it tasted like a 4.
And that's enough to you, is it?
Yeah.
But I was fooled.
Yeah.
I've been manipulated by the... Because there's a kind of nostalgic quality
Yeah,
as
but
well.
Biscuits are, you know, they're transitory. You have them for a brief moment and then you're on to the next thing.
Yeah.
They're not a long-term thing. You don't reflect... you shouldn't. If you are reflecting on biscuits... Wait, what are we doing right now? Well... But no, if you're spending a lot of time thinking about biscuits, I think you need more in your life.
Ooh. Yeah, you're right. It's a 4.
Wow. Tough realization there. I think... Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I think you've got to go with your original score.
Okay.
I mean, if you had started like bleeding from the mouth as a result of being a biscuit, then I would allow it because it was, you know, an effect which has come. But I'm not going to allow change.
Wait, no.
I'm not allowing psychological changes.
There's 2 messages there because you're saying like, you know, I enjoyed it at the moment. So what if now I'm bleeding from my mouth?
Okay,
at
fine.
The time,
fine then.
The taste
fine,
is good.
Fine, for the sake of consistency, if you start bleeding from the mouth, you can't change your score, okay? If you end up in hospital in 2 days' time, it's still a 4 because you gave it a 4 at the time.
Okay. If that's the way the rules are.
Okay.
I don't want to mess with your system, man. It's clearly
it's
rigorous.
It's very rigorous, very well thought through, very finely balanced as well.
I do think like a big part of sort of going into this was kind of the nostalgia. Like, yeah, you have kind of like a feeling. Hobnob gives you a feeling, but it doesn't really give you a taste. But maybe the feeling is enough. Actually, I think you're right. I think I should stand by my four because maybe just kind of what it made me feel at that time was all that matters. Mm. And it doesn't matter that it was made by, you know, a faceless corporation or that it's just kind of like, it's kind of like this sleeper agent biscuit that's like pretending to be something that it's not. Maybe it's fine. Yeah. As long as you feel good, who cares where it comes from, right?
Yeah, we still talk about biscuits now.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't reflect on the bad memories it's left you with. Just try and remember the happiness you felt at the time.
Yeah, or even the happiness that you thought you felt but didn't is just as good, right? That's kind of the whole thing about nostalgia. It's like you're remembering a time when you weren't happy then.
Yeah.
Like necessarily, no more happy than you can be now.
Yeah.
But you have kind of like built it up so much that now you kind of remember that time as being like amazing.
Yeah.
Which is why whenever you try to like recreate it somehow, either through like, you know, remakes and reboots and all that kind of stuff, it's always disappointing because the actual original thing wasn't very good to begin with, but your mind has made it good.
Yeah.
I feel that way about Hobnobs. I think I love the idea of Hobnobs more than Hobnobs
themselves. Yeah,
it's a symbol, it's a message, you know. Yeah. It's not about the biscuit itself. Forget the biscuit, think about what it represents.
You're getting very close to Guardian territory here. like all the best biscuits, the Hobnob is not really a biscuit.
What have I become? I'm going to take myself out back and shoot myself in the head now.
This is the opinions of David Knight, an intellectual. Well, biscuits, the enjoyment from biscuits don't actually come from the biscuits themselves.
To be fair, I feel that way about everything. Yeah. So it's all I've got, man.
Yeah.
Just tell me my feelings are valid.
But I guess like in its biscuitness, though, it is feels like quite a quintessential biscuit. I think the oats in it give it that old-timey salt of the earth sort of feeling.
It's kind of like, yeah, it's like what you'd, and again, this is how they've constructed it, but it's like what you'd imagine. It's like a homemade biscuit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
kind of
yeah.
looks a bit like a homemade
yeah,
biscuit.
It's kind of a bit, yeah, it's a bit rough around the edges.
Yeah.
A bit like me. Yeah, I know, I got a bit of bad boy image. Don't worry, baby. It's like, we talked about this many times.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not just talking about wearing this Richard Nixon outfit right now.
You America's do ultimate good
bad
it.
Boy.
Yeah. So what are you going to give it?
Biscuitness. The biscuitness of a hobnob.
You're actually steepling your fingers right now.
Well, this is a tough one, man, because I feel like I've gone pretty hard on it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have hobnobs again in the future.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have that moment of enjoyment. I won't make the mistake of dunking them in future. And if someone was asking me for some biscuit advice and they were like, should I buy some hobnobs? I'd be like, I think you should be adult enough to make that decision on your own. You shouldn't need to ask me.
Yeah. Why are you even asking me these kind of questions?
Yeah, but if they persisted, I'd be like, you know what?
Just leave me alone. I've told you before. I just came into the park to have a sit down and enjoy my beer, right? Why are you bothering me now?
And if they then start strangling me and demanding an answer, I will then say, you know what? It's not a bad biscuit. It's pretty good. It won't let you down. Well, maybe it'll let you down a little bit, but you'll forget about it pretty quickly. Unless you're a couple of weirdos like us. So
it'll let you down, but you'll always forgive it.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it 3.5 for biscuitness.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel it is pretty solid as a biscuit.
I'm gonna give it a 4.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah. Because we gave the chocolate digestive a 5, right? It's the quintessential biscuit.
Yeah,
and I feel like, you know, the hobnob to me is the kind of hipster version of the chocolate digestive.
Right, okay then.
It's, you know, you eat it because you're like, you eat digestives, hobnobs, mate. That's what it's all about.
Way better. It's got oats in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Rustic.
Yeah.
So it's not quite as quintessential as a digestive, but for me it's pretty fucking biscuity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay, then. So in summary, scores are 9.5 out of 15 from me.
And a 10 out of 15 for me. It's pretty high, isn't it?
It has scored pretty high. Like, you know, it's because we've got this terrible scoring system. A lot of it, you know, depends on just these views of biscuits, which have developed through marketing, through our upbringing. So, yeah, the Hobnob, we had great hopes for it. It has disappointed slightly. It hasn't quite delivered on what it's promised. I feel like we've been nobbled a little bit.
You fucking twat.
Come on, that was a good callback. You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online.
You can follow us on Twitter, @HumanDefinitely, and check out our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker. You can also check us out on Patreon, where you can get access to additional content from this episode.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, and you can join us again next time when we'll be reviewing Bourbons. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week. You okay with doing Bourbons next time?
Yeah. Okay. Did you want to do another take, or is that perfect?
Right, what's wrong?
No, it was great. Sure, yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.